for Piers Pioneer Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Thanks for joining me on You Are There Sports for more Pioneer Sports activities. Pioneer Sports is brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, Remax Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.
Welcome back to Frazee High School as round two for the Piers Pioneers about to get underway. They just lost a 39-29 decision to the Frazee Hornets about 20 minutes or so ago, and now they're facing Lisbon, North Dakota, the Broncos, to face the Pioneers. Rick Grammond with you from Frazee. We are moments away from getting started. There will be a couple of changes in the Pioneer lineup this go-round. Isaac Adi, I talked to his dad, Tom, between, and Isaac, who had the injury default with a right elbow problem. Tom said he's going to have to take him in and have it looked at. Brandon Funk will go for Piers at 106. Also, no Jalen Jansen. Something happened to Jalen in his match, and they're going to forfeit to Funk right away. So Brandon gets a forfeit win at 106. That'll bring Jake Andres now to the score table. We did see the Broncos forfeit two of their first three weights against Frazee in their first round match. They did not wrestle in the second round. This is the third round now. And we will have a match here for Andres. This is Hunter Schwab. And it's Jake Andres, Hunter Schwab underway. Jake is a freshman, Schwab, and eighth grader. The Broncos wear red and yellow as their colors. As they go at each other here, Andres got majored 16-4 by Tanner Schermerhorn earlier today. And Jake scores. He got taken down and then reversed him, and it's 2-2. So a quick tie here, each guy scoring here between Andres and Schwab of Lisbon, North Dakota. Now Jake with a Gramby in. He's got near fall points coming. And what's he going to get? Two, I believe. He does. So a 4-2 lead now for Jake Andres as he goes to a cradle now. Pioneers in a red singlet, and he's got him tilted and tight. Rolling is Schwab, but Jake Andres with a tight cradle in. Now Schwab able to bottom out, and the near fall points. 7-2 lead for Jake. Andres attacking the hips again. He has Schwab on the mat, belly to the mat. Jake working here. Tilt. Here comes a cheap tilt for a one count. Ref waves off any further points. Now Schwab up to his feet and one hand on the mat. Jake tilts him back down. Schwab sitting here. Another tilt here by Jake. He's gone after that move. And they're going to give two. Two near fall for Andres on a cheap tilt, and it's 9-2 for freshman Jake Andres. That's the end of the period. And as we are in Frazee, I would guess that Piers is going to wrestle either Perham or Mineota in the next round. And I would guess Perham. As Andres going after the Turk here on Hunter Schwab of Lisbon. He's got it locked in, and the referee down says, no, not yet, for near fall. Now he begins the count. So he's going to get a 2 out of this, and it's going to be an 11-2 lead once he's near fall. Now he's going to try and crank it back over. Andres will try for a fall here. Andres now chest to chest, and there's the pin for Jake Andres. Andres with a pin over Hunter Schwab. And the Pioneers are up 12-0 over Lisbon.
Christmas is fast approaching. We have the gifts that you want to give. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. If you are trying to figure out what to give that special someone this year, let us help you out. Check out our selection of LG Ultra 4K HD TVs that anyone would love. We also have tons of remote-controlled drones, helicopters, and cars. And don't forget that we stock tons of Verizon Wireless phones and tablets. We have the gifts that anyone will love at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
The holiday party season is here, and there's no better place to host your gathering than the Red Rooster in Genola. Call them today at 468-9996 to make your reservations. On Wednesdays at the Red Rooster, it's the famous bologna day from 11:30 until everything's gone. All you can eat bologna, buttered homestyle bread, baked beans and horseradish, all for just $6. On Thursday nights, Bar Bingo starts at 6 p.m. with progressive jackpots. And on Saturday afternoons, the popular meat raffles begin at 2 with meat packages provided by Thielen Meats. Like Red Rooster on Facebook to see their live music schedule on the weekend. Supporting the Piers Pioneers, it's the Red Rooster in Genola.
All right, we're back at Frazee where Lucas Pop wins by forfeit. And now Sebastian Warzeka is out there. He's taking on Lisbon's Tristan Howard. And Howard will get a takedown here. Go up 2-0. We've wrestled about 40 seconds. So it's 18-0 in favor of Piers over Lisbon. As Howard out of Lisbon, he is a sophomore, Warzeka a freshman. Howard is ranked 5th in Class B, and it looks like he's got some blood time. And again, North Dakota has 2 classes of high school wrestling. The small schools are Class B. The big schools, such as the Fargos, the Minots, the Bismarcks. I think that probably pretty much covers North Dakota big schools, are Class A. Right now, Mineota and Perham are going at it. Blood time for Tristan Howard of Lisbon. Mark Jensen taking the opportunity to instruct Sebastian Warzeka. Again, Brandon Funk wins by forfeit. Jake Andres wins by fall. Lucas Pop wins by forfeit. And the Pioneers have an early lead here over the Broncos. Now Howard is ready to return to action. Warzeka will start in the down position. He trails Howard 2-0 right now. Roll try by Warzeka. He explodes out of it, and he's going to get a reverse out of that. He's going to go right to a cradle here. No, he did not get the reverse. Howard able to scramble back and get into position. Boy, you'd think he would have got at least an escape out of that. And now Sebastian gets pulled to his back, and Warzeka's tight. Howard catches Warzeka. And Tristan Howard looking to pin and put the Broncos on the board. 37 seconds left. Referee right down there and peeking in. And he gave up 3 near falls, so it's 5-0. Really surprised Sebastian didn't at least get an escape. And now more blood time coming. It's Howard once again coming over to the trainer table. So, Piers up 18-0 as we wrestle at 126 between Sebastian Warzeka and Tristan Howard. Still working on Howard as Russ Holland cleans up the mat. Warzeka gets cleaned up. Again, Isaac Oddy had the injury default against Frazee. It looked like a right elbow. His dad told me that he felt that Isaac felt something pop in there during his match against Frazee, so we hope Isaac's all right. All right, we're ready to resume. Howard and Warzeka at 126. 26 seconds left in the period. Warzeka trying to get up and get out for an escape. He will, and then a throw at the edge. And that brings a big cheer from Colton Eich and says, nice work, Sebastian. 2-1 now as Warzeka gets the escape point against Lisbon's Tristan Howard. Both men on their feet. Howard, a little bit of a fireman's attempt in on the opposite leg of Warzeka. Warzeka able to step away from that. 3 seconds left. Now Warzeka shoots late, blocked, and that's the period. 2-1. Tristan Howard of Lisbon over Sebastian Warzeka of Piers. Warzeka's choice. He'll go down. Second period about to begin. Good crowd here in Frazee today. As here's a roll try, and Sebastian got caught, and he's on his back here. As back points being counted for Howard. Trying to elevate that shoulder is Warzeka, but he's got to be on his back for a long time here. About a minute 40 left. That happened in the first 10 seconds of the period. Sebastian tried to roll coming out of the start. And Howard blocked him and took him right to his back. And this is going to take a lot of energy out of the gas tank of Sebastian Warzeka trying to bridge up for almost a minute 45 here, pushing at the chin of Howard. Minute 20 left, and there's the fall. Howard with a fall over Warzeka, and the Broncos are on the board. It's 18-6 Pioneers.
When you're hungry before or after a Pioneer ball game, stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. On Tuesdays, it's taco night with $1 tacos. Thursdays, it's wing night. A dozen wings for just $4.95 with 8 different sauces and 1 dry rub to choose from. Also on Thursdays, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti and garlic bread for $6.50. The Brickyard always has a full menu available every day. On Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken with coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and gravy for $7.95, ribs for $10.95, or chicken and ribs for $12.95. The Brickyard also does catering and is a great place to host your holiday party. Live music, big screen TVs, and great food at the Brickyard in Piers.
All right, we are back to live action in Frazee. We're going to 132 pounds. Brandon Tamala Piers, Brock Aberley of Lisbon. And Aberley in on a quick takedown to go up 2-0. Aberley is one of Lisbon's better wrestlers. He is ranked number 2 at 132 in Class B. And he'll pick up 2 near fall as Tamala is now down 4-0 here to Aberley. At 113, Miniota leads Purim 3-0 in their duel. Number 1 ranked team and defending Class A champion Miniota Vikings. Now Tamala up and out for an escape. 4-1, Brock Aberley goes in after the leg, lifts it up. Tamala's left leg up in the air. Aberley trying to trip. And there's a throw try by Tamala. And Tamala, and there's a scramble. Tamala with a headlock in. And Aberley, though, will get the 2. 6-1 now for Brock Aberley of Lisbon, North Dakota. About a little over half an hour north of Foreman. As right now, he's controlling Tamala over on the far edge of the mat. Looks like a grapevine in here on the left side of Brandon Tamala's. Period one ends with Brock Aberley of Lisbon leading 6-1. Little bit of a height advantage, longer, leaner. Brock Aberley of Lisbon wants to go up on his feet. Brandon Ortman on deck for Piers. Tamala shoots in. Sprawling back is Aberley. Aberley reaches back for Tamala's leg. Can't get to it. Again, Tamala diving in at the legs, but boy, is Aberle able to extend those hips back, and Brandon just can't get to those legs. Again, the taller wrestler from Lisbon able to just get those legs far enough away, and then Brandon Tamala just doesn't have the reach to get there. Now Tamala will give up two on a takedown as Aberle becomes the aggressor. He shoots in first and gets two. 8-1 now as Brock Aberle will go to work on his ride. And it looks like he wants to cradle Tamala over there on the far side. He doesn't have it totally locked in yet. Tamala trying to wizard. Aberle trying to pull him back onto the mat here as Chad... Brandon pretty much out, and now they are out. Out of bounds with 1:06 left. Second period. Pioneers leading Lisbon 18-6. And Tamala gets broken down by Aberle. Goes to work, pressing down on the head of Brandon Tamala.
You're rid of my father.
Chopping at the wrist. Brock Aberle now frees that up, switches tactics here. Still has the legs controlled, thrown in on Tamala. Tamala being pushed forward, now belly to the mat. 40 seconds left. Period two, 6-1 lead, Brock Aberle of Lisbon. As Tamala tries to sit back into his opponent, spinning around, Aberle. Now kneeling is Tamala. Broken back down by the Lisbon Bronco. Brock Aberle. They come in to this tournament. And there's a stall on Tamala underneath. 9 of their 14 are ranked in Class B. There's Tamala put to his back here. Nearfall. He's going to give up a couple here with timeout on the period. And that'll make it into a major category so far here for Brock Aberle. Choice for Brandon Tamala. He says down. 10-1 lead after two. Oh, it's Aberle that's down. Tamala. Both guys in red, so I got to look. As Aberle tries to sit into Brandon Tamala. Now Tamala still controlling. Now breaks him down. For a moment, Aberle tried to switch and almost had it coming around. Now Brandon Tamala. Cross face. Tamala chopping at the wrist. Bridging up is Aberle. The Broncos of Lisbon, North Dakota. They won the Class B North Dakota title in 2008. There's a stall underneath on Aberle. So each guy now has been warned for stalling. Minute 15 to go, third, 10-1. Tamala switch coming. There's a clasp going to be called. And then a reverse given to Aberle. So Tamala gives up a clasp point and a reversal. And it goes 13-1 now as a cradle in by Aberle. And he's going to get a count on and maybe stick Brandon Tamala here. This is a tight cradle, and there's the slapping of the mat. And Brandon Aberle makes it back-to-back pins for the Broncos, and it's now 18-12 Piers.
Camp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machine steppers and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body, or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer with lockers and showers available on site. Call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
This is Brandon Ortman against Ethan Elijah of Lisbon. Brandon is currently ranked second in the state. Elijah was a state runner-up in North Dakota last year. So this should be a good match. Right now, Ortman with a takedown. He's up 2-0. And Elijah trying to scramble out from underneath. Now Brandon lifts him up, and Ortman scrambling. And the referee says you're off the mat. as Brandon Ortman up 2-0 here over Ethan Elijah. Elijah of Lisbon stands. Ortman still arms around the waist. Elijah is ranked number 5 at 138, and he reverses him, and he's in on the ankles, and he'll get 2. And that ties it up, 2-2, Ortman at Elijah. Ethan Elijah, a junior. Ortman, a junior as well. So each guy with 2 points so far. Pretty explosive first period, 40 seconds in. Ortman starts down here, underneath. Riding on the left hip side is Ethan Elijah of Lisbon, North Dakota. Here's Ortman coming around, reaches back for the head. Ortman coming around. Elijah trying to hold on into a neutral spot. Ortman scrambling over there on the far edge in front of the Lisbon bench. Could get a stalemate. Now Elijah pulls Brandon's right arm back. Controlling that right limb of Ortman. Referee stops it for potentially dangerous. 44 seconds left in the first period. 2-2. Ortman and Elijah. Brandon won 5-3 over Frazee's Tanner Eichens earlier today. Now a tilt here, and Ortman's giving up back points to Eichens. Got him in a tilt. How many did he get? 2, I believe. That's going to put Elijah up 4-2. Ethan Elijah now as Ortman trying to get something going with 22 seconds left. Down in his match to Ethan Elijah of Lisbon. Elijah buries his head right into the armpit and pulls that arm, left arm back of Brandon. 8 seconds left. Towel tapper out there. Elijah working on the left arm of Ortman, and the period ends. And Ethan Elijah has a 4-2 lead over Brandon Ortman after a period. Ortman will be down here to begin the second. Elijah instructed to get on board for the start, and he does. And we're underway in the second. Here comes Ortman. Elijah almost gave up a reverse, but Ortman broken back down. Elijah, good technical wrestler out there. He has been able to stop anything that Ortman's been trying underneath. Now Ortman now, and we get a stalemate. Stalemate with 1:42 left in the second period. Ethan Elijah of Lisbon and Brandon Ortman of Piers. Here's a switch coming again. Can Ortman finish? He does. It's a Gramby. And he's picking up back points. So it's 4-4. Did he get a one count only, I think? They've given the reversal to Brandon. Now pressing down on the back of Ortman is Elijah. Brandon still has the Gramby locked up. Trying to twist him back. It's 4-4 right now with a minute 10 to go in the second. Referee signaling neutral as Elijah's shoulders, and now the stalemate is called. Braden couldn't get near fall points, but he did reverse him with that Gramby from underneath. So it's 4-4 with a minute 6 to go, second period. Pierce coaches Jensen and Horning saying, did you give near fall or not? Referee over and explaining his scoring to Coach Jensen. Now the referee's headed over to the Lisbon bench to say something to the Lisbon coach. They're going to walk over to the scorer's table right now. Coach Jensen is anyway. And we'll wait and see what the decision is here. Russ Holland comes over, joins in the conversation. Now the Lisbon coach coming over and the referee. Well, Brandon got the reversal on the Gramby. And I thought the count started, and the only thing I can think is that the referee said he only turned it for a one, maybe a couple of one counts, that he restarted the count and never did get to a two count. Pierce thinks that he should have gotten 2 near fall. Pierce thinks it should be 6-4 Ortman. So now the referee I think now he's telling the scores. It was a reversal. And now, what do we got here? Well, then they gave an escape. Where did the escape come from? They've got it 5-4 now for Elijah. He had him Grambied up. Where did the escape come from at the end of the period?
Ben Nelson, now wrestling at 132 pounds from Minnesota.
Oh, okay, now they put two. Now it's 6-5. Apparently the score is satisfactory to everybody because the coaches have headed back to their benches and the wrestlers are out there and they've got a 6-5 score in favor of Ortman on the board. Referees looking to make sure everything is set to resume, and now he says, let's wrestle. And we are 6-5 Ortman as we begin period two. Ortman throws the legs in, chops at the left elbow. Now Elijah stands, tried to free the Ortman hands. Ortman trying to hoist him up. He does bring him back down to the mat. Ortman throwing the leg across. Ortman, Elijah draped over the back. Elijah switching. Elijah with a reverse. And it's now 7-6 for Ethan Elijah of Lisbon. Brandon had a wild win over Tanner Eichen, scoring a two-pointer late to win 5-3 in the final seconds. And it looks like he's going to have a workout day for Brandon Ortman. He's now down 7-6 with 20 seconds left in the period. And it's Ethan Elijah. Ortman bridging up. Elijah reaches underneath, goes after the left arm. 8 seconds left. We're late in the second period. And it looks like there will be no further points scored here. 2 seconds, 1 second, and there it is. After two now, Ethan Elijah of Lisbon leading Brandon Ortman of Piers 7-6. Ortman's going to cut Elijah loose here on an optional start, it looks like. He will give up the escape, and now it's 8-6 Ethan Elijah as Ortman wants to go on his feet. Elijah twirled off to the side by Ortman. Now they'll re-engage Ortman with Elijah reaching in. There's a fireman's by Ortman. Ortman pops his head. He'll get two, and there it is, and it's 8-8. Ortman with a fireman's takedown to tie the match, 8-8. Minute 35 to go. And now it's Ethan Elijah of Lisbon being ridden by Brandon Ortman. Brandon, his legs thrown in around the waist of Elijah. You don't want to get too high on this. As bridging up is Elijah, and he's going to roll and switch. And then Brandon got high and gave up two, and now it's a 10-8 lead for Ethan Elijah. And they're out of bounds with a minute 11 to go. Good match here between two high-quality kids in Brandon Ortman and Ethan Elijah. Elijah picks at the left elbow. Coming up on a minute to go in the third. Ortman trails by two here. Ethan Elijah. There's a stall underneath on Ortman. Ortman gets dinged for stalling. That's a warning, not a point. 48 seconds left. Brandon trying to free hands here, extending that right arm. We're down to 38 on the clock. Ortman down 10-8 here to Ethan Elijah. A reversal. Half in here. Now crossface by Elijah, 25 seconds left. And the referee stops at stalemate. Brandon needs a quick flurry here. He's down by two. Stand-up try by Ortman to free himself. In on the leg. Ortman driving forward, 18 seconds left. Now it's Elijah is seated. Ortman trying to turn and finish, and he does. He gets the reverse. 10-10 now. That comes with 11 seconds left. It's 10-10. We're down to 9 seconds left. Out of bounds, a restart. We'll see what Elijah can do underneath with 9 seconds. He tries to roll, didn't quite get there. Ortman locks up the legs, and we're going to go to overtime here. 10-10 with overtime coming for Ortman and Elijah. Good match here between these two. Referee, make sure there's a minute on the clock. There it is, not two. First man to score here in this 1 minute overtime is your winner. They're on their feet. Now they're together with 50 seconds to go. 10-10 in overtime. Ortman and Elijah. Ortman tries to throw. Elijah looks for a leg, doesn't get it. They're both down on their knees. Now come back up standing. Elijah reaches again. Now they push each other away. 35 seconds left in overtime. Elijah in. Can he turn this into a takedown and beat Brandon Ortman? Ortman hugging on, and there's the two, and it's over. Elijah will win over Brandon Ortman. And Ortman saying, I had him locked up. He should have been stalemate. But Ethan Elijah picks up the 12-10 overtime win over Brandon Ortman. And now it's 18-15, Piers.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Preston Rushell, member of the Pioneers basketball team. With the fall sports season over, we'd like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. We'd like to congratulate the football team on winning the state championship and for all the memories. We'd also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway, and we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. We work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support us this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
All right, we're up to 145, where Luke Gertz is facing Lisbon's George Smith. Scoreless here, about 50 seconds in. Piers 18, Lisbon 15. As Ethan Elijah just defeated Brandon Ortman 12-10 in overtime. I don't think Brandon is still pleased with that takedown call that was awarded to Ethan Elijah. He thought it was good enough for a stalemate. Brandon was draped across the back as Elijah had the leg of Ortman as they go off here with Gertz and Smith. No points on their feet here. Gertz and Smith. Luke much taller than George Smith. There's a near takedown. There it is, too. Gertz scores. Takedown for Luke Gertz. Luke lost to Grant Jepson, 17-2. Jepson's ranked third at 138 for phrase 8. So now Luke on the board, 2-0 over Lisbon's George Smith. We might see Derek Hall come out at 152. We won't see Jalen Jansen. We know that. And there's the Turk coming in here for Luke. Can he get back points? 2 seconds, 1 second. The referee got a one count, and that was it. So 2-0 for Luke Gertz over George Smith of Lisbon. I do see Derek Hall over there in the entryway getting ready. He would likely be up next at 152. In Jalen Jansen's spot. My on-the-scene reporter, Darren Gertz, telling me that something happened to Jalen in his match and a pinched nerve or something, that he was not feeling well at all. And so Jansen is done for the day. As Gertz working here, up 2-0 with about a minute and a half to go in the second period over George Smith of Lisbon. Perham trails Mineota 21-6 in their duel over there. They're at 138. Smith now coming around. Hugging the leg is Gert Smith, improving his position. Continuing now, he's going to, as long as Luke can, with his left hand, hold on to that leg. Minute five, there's the reverse. Smith reverses Gertz. That ties it up at 2-2. Three straight wins for Lisbon here. Falls by Tristan Howard over Sebastian Warzeka. Brock Aberle pinned Brandon Tamala. And then the overtime 12-10 win for Ethan Elijah over Brandon Ortman. So Lisbon fighting their way back in. Matter of fact, Piers in matches that have actually been wrestled have only won once. Jake Andrews pin over Hunter Schwab. The other 12 points have come by Lisbon forfeits. Now it's to a knee. Luke Gertz pulling the arm back. Smith, 20 seconds to go. He's got Luke broken down. It's 2-2. Trying to run a half around now. Smith, does he have enough time? I think he does. He's going to stack him up here. Smith with Gertz in trouble on his back. 5 seconds to go. Smith pins him as time runs out. The referee slaps the mat, and that's a pin for George Smith of Lisbon. And the Broncos have moved ahead. Lisbon 21, Piers 18 now, as Lisbon's on a run.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Piers, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus: caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
All right, we are back to wrestling at the Frazee Les Kircher Duels, and it's Dalton Reinke, and he's working on Derek Hall, and he's got Hall to his back already.
52 pounds from Lisbon, Dalton Reinke.
Trying to continue this role that Lisbon is on. Reinke is ranked fourth at 152. Derek's an alternate filling in for Jalen Jansen. And Derek's in all kinds of trouble here. Reinke with a tight headlock on. Referee down and looking. It's 21-18 Lisbon right now, but that's going to change here pretty soon. Reinke leaning back on Hall, chest to chest. 1:11 to go. Hall trying valiantly to roll to a side here. But Reinke applying all kinds of pressure. He's got the left arm of Derek Hall up. So Derek's got no leverage on that right side, and it's all Reinke as he steps across the body now, chest to chest with Hall. Hall still working, though. Credit him. Reinke hasn't finished him off, but he's been Derek Hall on his back. And now Derek does get to his belly. Good work by Derek Hall, but with 35 seconds left, Hall still going at it, as now picking at the hand is Reinke. 5-0 now for Dalton Reinke of Lisbon against Derek Hall of Piers. Breaks him back down, 20 seconds to go. Pioneers trailing Lisbon 21-18 in this duel.
At 152 pounds from Minnesota, Bryce Bruner.
And this period is about to end, about 4 seconds left. Boy, credit Derek, though, for not getting pinned there, as he was in a world of hurt. I wouldn't have bet a whole lot of money that he'd been able to stay off his back there, but he did. Good work. Period ends 5-0 for Lisbon's Dalton Reinke.
Minnesota, Leo Bicey. And for Perm, Ty Mosier.
33-6 now. Minnesota leads Purim. Reinke works the right arm wing here on Derek Hall. Hall being pushed forward on his belly by Reinke. Boy, that right arm of Derek has really been abused here, as Reinke has concentrated. Now Derek bridges up. Still in trouble. Now Reinke turns him again, and he's got Derek to his back again with 1.5 minutes to go. Hall twisting over to his side, now to his belly. Front headlock in. But he's going to pick up a couple of near fall, does Reinke. And it's 7-0 now for Lisbon's Dalton Reinke. Reinke now working on the right hip of Derek Hall. Belly down to the mat is Derek Reinke with 55 seconds remaining in the second. Pioneers meet of their order about to come up here. See if they can make up some ground. They've lost four in a row here. And Reinke now has Hall again, and there's the pin. He got him, and this time he tightened it up enough. And Reinke pins Hall.
Pounds from Lisbon, Dalton Reinke.
27-18 Broncos.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Well, the Pioneers are now trailing Lisbon 27-18 as Lane Gertz comes out against Gannon Johnson, a junior for Lisbon. And Lane going after a takedown, and he'll get it, elevating Johnson up. And now Lane, see if he can turn the turkey. He's got it locked up. Lane, cross face in. Pioneers are down by 9 here in this duel. And now Johnson switching up, but not able to finish. And Gertz now has got Johnson to his back and tight, and there's the pin. Lane Gertz with a big pin, just what the Pioneers needed. And that came 42 seconds into the match. So Gertz with a fall. And the Pioneers now within 3, 27-24.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Back in Frazee, it's time for Colton Eichens now for the Pioneers, and his opponent from Lisbon is Jordan Urbach. Urbach, a sophomore for the Broncos. He is one of 9 ranked wrestlers, ranked 5th in North Dakota at 170. His brother was a 4-time North Dakota state champion for Lisbon. And there's Eichens with a takedown. 2-zip for Colton. And he's got a good cradle in on Urbach, and this is going to get tight. Eichens with a cradle on Urbach. 1:05 to go. Tilting him up, trying to stack him there. Eichens. And there's the fall for Colton Eichens. Exactly 1 minute into the match. And the Pioneers. We've had 4 straight pins, 2 apiece. And Pierce back in front of Lisbon, 30-27.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the insurance shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
182 pounds. Piers sends out Matt Cummett, Lisbon, with Soren McDaniel. McDaniel ranked number one in the state in North Dakota at 182. State runner-up a year ago for the Broncos. Piers now up 30-27. McDaniel goes after Cummett's leg. No points yet. Now up on one leg is Matt as his right leg extended up. 108 to go. McDaniel needs to trip him back down. A lot of hopping on one leg there. There's the trip. Cummett now scrambling. Still no points, though. Cummett reaches back for a leg on Soren McDaniel, rolling, trying to Gramby him up here, but they're out of bounds. Good scramble there between McDaniel and Cummett. And they're on their feet. 45 seconds left. Piers leading 30-27 over Lisbon, North Dakota. This is the first non-Minnesota team Piers has wrestled since 2004 when they wrestled Omaha Scut down at the Clash on New Year's Eve. There's a takedown for Soren McDaniel of Lisbon. 2-0. Now coming underneath, trailing 2-0 to number one ranked, Soren McDaniel. Lisbon, red and yellow colors. Pioneers in red with black. And referee stops it as the period ends. 2-0, Soren McDaniel leading Matt Cummett. Cummett will be riding here in the period. Attacks the hips, drives forward, scooting back. McDaniel switching. He's going to come around and reverse Matt. It's 4-0 now for Soren McDaniel. 4-0 for Lisbon Soren McDaniel. Now Matt balled up underneath of a minute 38 to go. Cummett tries to roll. McDaniel keeping a hold of the left arm of Matt. McDaniel and Cummett, both juniors. Now Matt sitting, trying to turn back clockwise into Soren McDaniel.
Your winner by decision at 160 pounds for Minnesota.
4-0 for Soren McDaniel. Again, Piers open at heavyweight. Now Matt up and taken back down to the mat. 58 seconds left in the period here. 4-0 for Soren McDaniel of Lisbon. Riding on the hip of Matt Cummett. Right on the edge, basically Matt kneeling on the white stripe of the circle out there. Now they're back inside, both men. 38 seconds left. 4-0 leads Soren McDaniel. Piers 30, Lisbon 27. 25 seconds left.
Now wrestling at 170 pounds for Minnesota.
Trying to tilt Matt here, but Matt, tough guy to turn. He's very limber. Matt reaching back for the head as he sits back into McDaniel. 10 seconds to go, and the referee says you're out of bounds. So they come back to the middle, and it'll be a restart with 10 on the clock. There's the roll try by Cummett, but staying right with him is Soren McDaniel of Lisbon. Matt rising up, but time runs out. Cummett ranked number 7 in Class A in Minnesota at 170, up at 182 here. So going to the third, it's 4-0. Soren McDaniel with the lead. Matt, again, rolling, sitting back into McDaniel. McDaniel, though, controlling. Both legs thrown in. Matt sits left hip side. Comet down 4-0 here. Brett Kapsner, Teddy Daler still to come for the Pioneers. Comet faces him now. Grabbing the ankle, though, McDaniel to maintain control, not give up the escape. This is the last ranked guy that Lisbon's got of their nine that are ranked in North Dakota. And Pierce has two ranked kids coming up. There's a tilt by McDaniel, but he didn't get it turned enough. Neutral, says the referee. Still has the left arm of Matt. Matt laying on his left side. 105 to go. Pierce 30, Lisbon 27. Again, that tilt try there by Soren McDaniel of Lisbon, North Dakota. Matt sprawled out underneath with 50 to go. Right now, Mineota's up on Perham 36-6. They're wrestling their 170-pound match. Now Matt on his feet. McDaniel grabs and lost it, and then Comet will reverse him. Comet reverses him right at the edge, and it's now 4-2. And McDaniel got dinged up. He stood up and then went back down to the mat, and he's holding his right knee. He did not come out of that scramble healthy. As Matt reversed him, there's 33 seconds left in the match. Trainers over there to look at number one ranked, Soren McDaniel. And somewhere in that lower right leg, and referee now says cut injury time, and noticeably limping back out onto the mat is Soren McDaniel, and now it'll be Comet riding. He's got to turn him here. And the start, 33 seconds, 4-2, Soren McDaniel. Matt, now McDaniel up and away for an escape, 5-2 McDaniel. Matt shoots in, blocked. Here comes Soren McDaniel. He's going to get around here, I believe, throws the legs across for two, and it's now a 7-2 lead, and that should almost wrap it up here as he'll just cut Comet loose, 7-3. Comet one last shot in, but not enough time. Number one ranked Soren McDaniel, a winner, 7-3 over Matt Comet. And Lisbon has tied this duel up. It's 30-30.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, we're at 195 pounds, and it's Brett Kapsner for Pierce, Cayman Kelly for Lisbon, and Brett with an early 2-0 lead with a quick takedown here, less than 15 seconds in. Cayman Kelly, not ranked, he's a junior. Brett Kapsner ranked fourth for the Pioneers at 182 pounds. Pioneers are open at heavyweight, so they need to put some points up to realize that Lisbon's got six in their hip pocket already. This match right now is 30-30. So the Pioneers have Kapsner and Daler with which to put up more than six going into the heavyweight match. And they're both certainly capable. Brett lost a very tight 1-0 decision to Jonah Lang, the third-ranked 82-pounder in Class A of Frazee earlier today. 50 seconds remaining here, first period. Kapsner trying to turn Cayman Kelly of Lisbon, North Dakota. Back and forth match here, 30-30 right now. Two matches to go, one after this. Captors match and then Daler's match. Mineota continues to lead Purim 36-6, wrestling at 170 pounds. We don't know the matchups coming up for the third duel for the Pioneers. It's, I would almost venture to say it's going to be Piers and Purim coming up. Here's Kapner trying to tilt. Referee down to look, but not enough angle there on the shoulder, so 2 seconds, 1 second, and there's the end of the period with Kapsner leading. Kamen Kelly, 2-0. And Brett will start down. Kelly will be riding. Referee instructs them to start. And Kelly tries to break Brett down. Brett immediately bridges up. He's on his feet already. Turns into him, gets the escape. 3-0 now, Brett Kapsner. So Kapsner gets up and away quickly, less than 10 seconds into the second period, and we'll see what he can do on his feet now. Kelly stepping into Brett as they lock up near side of the mat. Push each other away again. Readjust the headgear. Kelly. As Brett grabs the left wrist of Kelly, Brett Kapsner, Kamen Kelly. Here's Kelly in on a single. Wizarding is Kapsner. Kapsner might have caught him. He's going to get back points out of this. Can he tighten it up? Brett Kapsner will try and tighten this up with a lot of time left in the period. Kelly shot in and Brett caught him. There's a minute five to go. Now Brett chest to chest, and there's the pin for Brett Kapsner with 101 to go. Big pin for Brett. He pins Kamen Kelly of Lisbon. A big six for the Pioneers.
You shouldn't have to travel from your hometown for rehab services. No matter where you had surgery, you have the right to choose the superior physical and occupational therapy, speech and language pathology, and cardiac rehabilitation services offered right here at St. Gabriel's Hospital and Little Falls Orthopedics. Their skilled teams of rehab specialists will help you get well again, no matter your condition. Imagine better health.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
All right, Teddy Daler out there for the Pioneers against Lisbon's Spencer Schwab. Here's an ankle pick by Daler, and he'll get the two.
And from Piers, Teddy Daler.
Piers 36, Lisbon 30. Daler got the ankle pick for the takedown, and now he is trying to cradle up here on Spencer Schwab. We saw Hunter Schwab at 113 pounds get pinned by Jake Andries. Here's a half being run around by Teddy, trying to tighten this up and cinch the duel here. Referee down and counting. Schwab able to scramble out to his base, though. But near fall for Daler, still working on the hip ride. 58 seconds left. Daler up now, 4-0. Daler with that half in, he's cranking it over. He's got Schwab to his back again, near fall points coming. Daler, undefeated, ranked 10th at 220. It hasn't been an easy road to undefeated for Daler, as he won the Brainerd tournament in triple overtime. He won in triple overtime last night against Malacca's Neil Hansen. And he won by fall over Frazee's Rory Drews earlier today. Three near fall, and it's Daler up now, 7-0 over Spencer Schwab of Lisbon. Any point that Teddy picks up seals it for the Pioneers, even a single decision. And the period ends. 7-0 Daler lead. Schwab wants to go on his feet here with Teddy. Teddy, those long arms, and maybe more impressively, those long legs. Opponents just can't get in on Teddy's legs. He's able to extend so far back. Schwab tried it, couldn't get there. Early second, 7-0 for Daler. Schwab was wearing a kind of a bright yellow singlet as opposed to some of his teammates who've gone with red with yellow highlights. Opposite here for Schwab as they circle each other. 30 seconds into the period. A high scoring first for Teddy. He's up 7-0. Tries an arm drag. Reaching for an arm or for a leg is Daler, and Schwab able to step back from that. And they separate again. Daler looks in. They almost looks like they're shaking hands, but got to control hands first. Daler now good shot in, but Schwab counters out of that. Just strong enough to push those arms away. Daler and Spencer Schwab of Lisbon. 45 seconds left. Mineota up on Perham, 36-11 now. They're at 182 there. This is the last match in the Piers-Lisbon duel. Piers open at heavyweight. Driving forward, Daler into Schwab now, trying to jerk him forward. I'll have to talk to Coach Sayre his thoughts. He probably wouldn't tell me. But, well, he would if I asked nice, but Teddy's got a real shot, I would think, to be a captain in three sports this year for Piers. He's a captain on this wrestling team. He was one of the captains of the Prep Bowl champion football teams, and he's likely going to be a captain for the baseball team. And there's the end of the period. 7-0 Daler. Daler will choose down. Teddy starting offensive center and defensive end for the champions in Class 3A. And it'll be an optional escape start. So it's 8-0 Daler. And third period underway. Daler and Schwab. Schwab's really put together, but he hasn't been able to do anything again. I mean, if you just looked at the guys, you'd say that, okay, the more physically impressive kid is Spencer Schwab, but there's a shot in by Teddy reaching for the leg. Controlling the front headlock, though, is Spencer Schwab, and now Teddy coming around. There's two, and it's 10-0 Daler. And I'll be the first one to tell you that looks aren't everything. Minute 21 to go. Daler now on a good wing in on the right arm of Spencer Schwab.
Down wrestling at 195 pounds.
Half in now. Daler chopping, running it around. Daler, near fall points. Stacking him and pinning him is Teddy Daler, and that'll do it. Daler with a fall with 102 to go in the match. And that makes it 42-30.
20 pounds from Piers, Teddy Daler.
And then the Pioneers are open at heavyweight, so Talon Sad will pick up a forfeit win. And the final score is going to be Piers 42, Lisbon, North Dakota 36. That's your final. Piers now 1-1 on the day. And we'll see who the Pioneers get next. I'm going to guess it's going to be Perham and Piers in round three, but no official word on that.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent Howie Schomer at 468-2525.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare-certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision, and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6451. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at
Who do I perform for? I perform for all the awesome composers whose music deserves to be heard.
I perform for all the stagehands who make sure I never miss a cue.
I perform for our high school choir director who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
I perform for Mrs. Evans, my high school debate coach, who has helped me become more confident than I ever dreamed possible.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the high school in your community.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
All right, Pierce is now 1-1 on the day. They have just defeated the Broncos of Lisbon, North Dakota, 42-36. Quick rundown of the scores here. It started with two of the three first matches went to the Pioneers by way of Lisbon forfeits. At 106, Brandon Funk earns a forfeit victory. Jake Andries then pins Lisbon's Hunter Schwab to make it 12-0, and then Lucas Pop wins by forfeit at 120. Pioneers had an 18-0 lead, but then a big run by Lisbon. Started with a fall for their 126-pounder Tristan Howard over Sebastian Warzeka. Brock Aberle then pinned Brandon Tamala 18-12. And then maybe the best match of the entire duel was Ethan Elijah at 138. Ethan Elijah, ranked number 5 in North Dakota, Class B, beat second-ranked Brandon Ortman 12-10 in overtime. And that made it 18-15. And then a fall for George Smith over Luke Gertz put Lisbon ahead 21-18. Dalton Reinke then pinned Derek Hall, and it was 27-18. Hall wrestling in Jalen Jansen's spot. Jalen got dinged up against Frazee, so his day is done. So 27-18 after the 152 match, but then Lane Gertz pinned Gannon Johnson to make it 27-24 Broncos. Colton Eichens pinned Jordan Erbach to put the Pioneers up 30-27. Number one ranked Soren McDaniel of Lisbon at 182 earned a 7-3 decision over Matt Cummett to tie it at 30-30. But the Pioneers clinch it with pins for Brett Kapsner over Kamen Kelly at 195, and Teddy Daler's pin over Spencer Schwab made it 42-30. And then the Pioneers without a heavyweight here in Frazee today, so a forfeit victory for Taylor Sad of Lisbon makes the final 42-36. So we'll wait and see who the Pioneers get. It's likely going to be Purim, but we haven't heard the official announcement on that yet. We'll wait and see. The next round of action should be around 4 o'clock, I would guess. Right now, the Purim and Mineota match is at the 195-pound weight class, and it's 42-11 in favor of Mineota. So we'll be back, and we will have our third and final duel of the day here coming up from Frazee, where Piers, they lose to Frazee 39-29. They defeat Lisbon 42-36.
Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports. Piers Pioneer Sports has been brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Pierce Pioneer Sports all season long, also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kinko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Pierce School District. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports.